Hi, everyone, and welcome back to the Two Birds, Both Stone podcast. I'm Kaylin.
I'm Em.
Welcome back. I'm really excited about this episode. I just like these episodes. We've done a few of them. We're doing a year in a review.
Yeah.
And we are on 2015 now. We've done 2013 and 2014. Yeah. Did we do 2012?
I think we did.
I don't know. But I don't know. We're on 2015.
And these years, if you've lived through them, you know how relevant they are, regardless of what you were into.
Crazy years. It doesn't matter.
It was everything. I think we've said this in the past episodes before, but it really was the time when everything was documented. You knew about everything going on in everyone's lives.
Yep. It was crazy years. Tumblr years. Insane years.
Right. And
best
just
and
like
worst
the
years of my life.
Yeah, absolutely. And in just like the beginning of social media and like everything's online.
Yeah.
And,
nothing's hidden.
You're in the know of everything.
Yeah. Information
is going happening
quick.
Right now. Like you can keep up with all of it. Yeah. And it was still the era of like live TV too.
Yeah.
So that was super relevant. Like award shows and shit.
Very intertwined. Like it's like I feel like we're like all just fully in the social media realm. This was like kind of the time where both worlds were existing.
It was
once.
Slowly emerging. Yeah. Yeah. It wasn't like
it's
everything.
It's crazy.
And the way it is now.
Yeah. So we'll be just going through some like pop culture moments from 2015 that we remember. And then also we have a like top hits of 2015, some songs we're going to go through.
Yeah. I know in the past we did it kind of like more structured, but this one we're just going to do more conversational, just kind of talk through
just like what we think of all these moments.
And mainly just like biggest pop culture moments.
Yeah.
As opposed to like everything in the year.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sticking to like entertainment world, et cetera.
Right. Yeah.
So yeah, we're going to get into it. This is, we both turned 16.
16. Yeah.
I turned 16. I had my sweet 16.
Oh my God. This was like probably top five worst years of my life. Like I'm not kidding. We had just moved. So I grew up in Chicago. But my family, my mom works in the film industry, shout out. And so we moved to North Carolina.
Yeah, so that sucks.
The summer,
moving
I was going into
16.
My sophomore year. Yeah, I had no friends. I sat and ate lunch on the ground by myself every day. Like, it was horrible.
Yeah.
All I did was keep up with pop culture because I had no friends.
Right, what
like,
else
it was
do?
Horrible. Yeah. And also, just like moving from a suburb of Chicago to North Carolina. Like, it was a culture
crazy.
Shock. I was like, where am I? I had to drive to school. I was used to biking to school. I was like, this is crazy. And so I was in
a,
it was going
a dark
through
space.
It
was a dark
but
space.
All of the pop culture stuff, I was I had my pulse.
You had a lot
it.
To eat up.
My finger on the pulse.
Yeah.
Anyways, 2015, year of squads. That was a hot button word for everyone. Like, it felt like everyone identified
squad.
That you can use squad in a different way than, like, just a normal way.
Yeah, like, not
you
like
know
a
what I mean?
Squad,
like, it's
a,
it was, like, a friend. Trending word.
Yeah, it's like me and my squad are going to be posted up.
Right, we're going
to.
Sometimes we say things that we don't mean.
Ew.
And this is one of those moments. And Kaylin, she will be issuing an apology video. For that
I
later.
Yeah.
But it's true. Like, that was such a fucking thing. Like, that was the culture.
Yeah, absolutely. Because this is also kind of after the swag era.
Oh, yeah.
So,
we had just moved on from that.
Yeah.
And we're that
we're
era was
recovering.
Crazy.
We're still
Zendaya's
recovering.
Swag era. That really, like, her being the same person that did that also
and
shake it up.
No.
And also now Euphoria and is, like, an A-list actress is crazy.
She has gone on a roller coaster.
That's growth.
Yeah. Oh,
like,
absolutely.
That is stardom.
God, I love
she
her.
She really, like, knew how to package herself as a A-list celebrity.
But she, like,
she
went
finessed.
With the times. You know what I mean? Like, she was always on trend.
She also had her finger on the pulse of culture.
Yes, absolutely. Squads is so real, though.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, obviously, we got the models.
Oh, yeah. First image on this
yeah,
article
we're looking at a Glamour article.
Of 2015's biggest pop culture moments. Mm-hmm. Number one photo on there is Gigi and Kendall, which is such, it was also the year of the It Girl.
Yeah.
There were so many It Girls.
Are
so
they
many
still friends?
I'm sure.
I mean,
but I'm sure, I don't know that they're close as they were back then, but I'm sure they're, I don't know though. I don't really keep up with either of them.
No, me either.
I'm not a Kendall fan.
No, me either. She's my least favorite Kardashian.
She's mine too.
Yeah.
She's just like, the way she depicts herself on the show, and it's a reality show.
Yeah.
So, and she just comes off horrible.
Yeah.
Like, she's so mean.
Her vibe is not good.
She's not, like, yeah. Like, and she thinks she's the shit, and she like knows she's the shit. And I
yeah, not a big fan. I think not we've a fan. Said, we've said that before.
But
though.
I love Gigi.
Yeah, I have no ill.
I don't know why. I really
Gigi.
Like her. I think it's because I grew up watching her on Beverly Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. So I saw her like
wait, is
three.
She a was it?
Yeah, her mom was a housewife, Yolanda.
The I
one
know
who
you,
was like,
yeah. I know
the one
she
who was like, they literally. Oh my god, there's like literally a clip where it's like, "Mom, I'm so hungry. I'm starving. I'm on set all day," and she's like, "Eat a half an almond." Like literally, like they say that shit, and she's
eat
like, "Eat a
half
hand,
of
or
almond.
eat a handful of almonds, and you'll be okay." Like something like that. Like
girl,
it was crazy.
That
like
is
it's
crazy.
So bad. And like there's one where it's her graduation party or something, and they have like a giant cake, and she's like, "Gigi, you can't have any," or something. Like it's great. I was like.
Yeah,
but it was very much that. But I felt like I knew them from that. Her and Bella. Like Bella got a DUI on the show.
Oh yeah, then you really know them. That's really
I know
crazy.
Them. Yeah. So I've always liked them. But they were the it girls of the moment. Gigi, Bella, Kendall.
And I will say they have kind of stood the test of time.
Oh, absolutely.
They've hung around.
Well, with Gigi's stuff with Zayn.
Right, of course. That's crazy. We'll be talking about Zayn later.
Also, I feel like this was the era like that. That Victoria's Secret fashion show was so relevant to the culture.
Peak.
And now it's kind of fallen off the map.
Well,
because of
the
transphobia and
the
they didn't do it. Yeah.
And
just
else.
Like how problematic Victoria's Secret is as a company came out.
Yeah.
And I feel like.
I will say though, when Harry performed that one, that was.
When Taylor did it
really
with Karlie Kloss.
Good, really. The performances were the only reason I watched it.
I
didn't give a fuck about the bottles.
I didn't watch it. I just.
Well, I never watched it like when it was
live. I just watched the performance.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah,
the
same.
Only one I watched live was the one with Harry, which is
but
because
it
I
used to be such a big fucking deal.
Oh,
like
yeah.
Everyone would be like, "Oh my god, it's this week." It's like it was like the Met Gala.
Yeah, people would have like parties for it.
Right.
It's ridiculous.
I can't with that. But squad culture.
Yeah, but last squad we have to mention
Taylor's oh my
crew
god.
Was I feel like hers was the squad.
That's like where everyone everyone who wasn't in on internet at the time and they saw Taylor say squad, they were like,
oh,
I can say
squad,
this.
Squad,
it's a buzzword. Yeah,
squad.
It's a buzzword.
Yeah.
So that really shifted the culture. But this was 1989 World Tour, which is crazy that we're talking about this now and the re-records
just came out. I know. Full circle.
She would always bring her girlies out on stage, have her little walks during style.
And the Bad Blood music video. She had like
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was the big.
That was a moment in culture. Her premiering that at the VMAs.
Insane.
I remember like watching that video for the first time and being like,
so good.
The people that she got to be in it is insane.
I even remember watching it because that was the time when I was on my little bit of a Taylor lull, you know, 2015, I wasn't peak Swifty. But I remember, I even remember watching that music video and be like, yeah, this is.
No, yeah, she fucked that up.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The next one on here, Amy Schumer.
I don't really have.
I don't have anything to say because I feel like she has not stood the test of time. She had that like. Buzz moment where she was like the it girl and then fell off. And I think that's much attested to J Law, Jennifer Lawrence.
Oh, yeah.
Who was like, this is my BFF.
Yeah, of course. And they were a squad.
Right.
Her
exactly.
and Jennifer Lawrence.
Buzzword.
And we love Jennifer Lawrence.
Year of the squad.
Year of
the
squad.
It girl. She was also like an it girl for a moment.
For
she had
sure.
the spotlight.
She.
I never really was a fan.
I was going to say her type of, like her humor, her vibe wasn't fully for me. I didn't dislike her.
I don't dislike her. Yeah.
Yeah, just not for me, I think.
No,
so I just don't
same.
Really have much of an opinion
I
on
don't
that.
Either. I don't have anything to say.
Oh.
Next, Caitlyn Jenner's Vanity Fair cover. That was
a
moment in culture.
Crazy.
Okay, that like rocked the universe.
Yeah.
I hate
Well, yeah, we don't like Caitlyn. We don't like Caitlyn. But it was funny because at this moment, I don't think I knew that I didn't like Caitlyn. Like,
No.
So
yeah.
when this happened, I was just like,
this is crazy.
Like crazy. Like
yeah.
front cover. And also like,
yeah, like for her to do it on the Vanity Fair cover was like,
well, and so yeah, pre-transition, they were very like a man,
stereotypical
man, like straight men,
masculine,
were
yeah.
fans of them also like, just like in the Republican world, which I mean, as we know
still
are, but obviously transitioning is for some reason controversial in the world. So people were like really thrown off by this. I just found it
absolutely.
So interesting because people were mad, but then also like
I felt
still,
so bad for
yeah,
her.
Yeah, me too. It was
horrible.
Horrible.
I mean, the things that people were saying online or just even on the news was crazy.
Yeah, and that's the thing too is that I still don't, because I feel like still people, because obviously again, we don't like Caitlyn.
No.
But people then will use that to be transphobic.
Oh,
and I'm
absolutely.
Like, and that's so annoying because
it's
like, that doesn't harm anyone except for all the other trans people in the world that are just trying to live.
She is literally transphobic to her own people, which is crazy. How do you go through that entire process experience that your entire life, that feeling, and not empathize and be supportive of other trans people.
It's insane.
And not understand that other people have different journeys.
Literally.
Like, it's just, like, sickening to me, and it's just such a place of privilege that is, like,
insane.
Mind-boggling.
Yeah.
But,
hate that her name is so close to mine, also. Like, spelled
also,
in the
remember,
way.
Everyone was like, why didn't she spell Caitlyn with a K?
I know, and I was like, well, first of all, Kardashians, but
exactly,
also I was
that's
like,
what I'm
cause
saying.
C is the right way.
Yeah.
So, but.
I've never seen anyone spell Caitlyn with a K.
No, me either.
No, that's wrong.
Actually, yes, but, I have, like, K-A-Y-L-E-N.
That's Southern. That yeah. is, that's like Caitlyn Ray. Come on over here.
That's real. But yeah, I hated that her name was so close to mine.
Yeah. But I remember just like when this dropped being
it
in high school and
huge,
everyone was fucking talking about it.
Huge.
Like everyone was talking about it. And it was, it rocked the world. Like
yeah,
everyone.
Also to see like an older person transitioning.
Oh, totally.
Is,
and such, it's someone so famous and
yeah.
someone who never hinted at it before.
Right.
Like there were no
very,
signs to the public at least.
Yeah, very out of the blue for the public.
Right.
So it was crazy. And don't they, I found it interesting how like the family handled it. Cause don't they still call her like dad also and stuff?
I think so.
They
but
do.
I think she wanted that.
Right. Yeah.
Something, you know, like,
yeah,
it's
they
like,
definitely, it's an agreed upon
right.
thing.
I don't know though. I remember watching like the first few episodes after that happened, but
yeah.
I didn't.
I just,
you know?
No, I just find it interesting. Cause I think to me, this was also some of my first, cause at this time I was still living in my tiny little hometown.
Oh,
like this
experiences
was
with
trans people,
transgender. Yeah.
yeah
and transitioning
so,
everything.
So
totally.
It was like a whole new world to me at the time. So it was
oh,
very
yeah. It was
interesting.
A learning experience. I feel like for everyone, because being trans and mm-hmm. their just like struggles and everything was not
like
spoken
about.
Yeah. No one even acknowledged that they existed until
yeah.
recent years.
Ugh,
so.
It sucks that she sucks so bad because
she
could have been she like an icon.
Oh my God. I think about that all the time. She could have made such
a difference yeah.
in the fucking world with her connections
yep.
and her platform.
Yep.
And she fucking just
she
like
sucks.
Made it so much fucking worse. And
yeah.
that's all we have to say on that.
Yeah. Wow. That was a time though. 2015.
2015 was a roller coaster. Like, we've been saying that.
Literally.
We all know it was a hard year for me, but it was a hard year for everyone,
literally.
Allegedly. Actually,
go
I
ahead.
Do have something to say on that. So the next one was, like, the women's pay gap in Hollywood was addressed during the Oscars.
It was huge.
That moment, I feel like 2014 to 2015 is when I feel like feminism became a thing again in pop culture.
Yeah, the new wave.
Right, new wave feminism where everyone was like, wait a damn minute.
Yeah.
And it had a resurgence. So that's all I was going to say is like,
yeah,
and
no,
it became
absolutely.
Like a, you know, like the girl power stuff came and like,
yeah,
it
which,
was like more of a trend,
and it,
which
yeah,
is
I was
going to
say
it just brought attention to it.
It came with some good and some bad.
Totally.
Like
yeah.
some, the only bad that it came
performative.
Is the performative
yeah.
white feminism
exactly.
really came from this. But it also, again, it did bring obviously a lot of good stuff too. And it's like,
and light.
Yeah, and light
to
it.
You, just
so
you were learning about it and you were like, wait, what is
yeah,
that?
Like I remember watching the Oscars and I was like, I probably cried because I'm so emotional about stuff like that for some reason. Whenever I watch like stuff like that on TV or like if like Oscar speeches, I'm always crying.
Oh, yeah. No.
Always crying.
It's yeah.
Yeah.
It was cool to see too.
Yeah.
But
the
I feel like
one,
that was like such a trend
oh, yeah,
too.
Absolutely.
You know?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
The next one is Adele. Had her comeback. We're gonna talk more about music later, but this was like really a big one.
That was huge. Hello.
Yeah. Hello.
The memes. The relevancy.
Literally.
The lyrics. The song.
Every. The
Adele,
carpool karaoke.
Oh my God. Her singing.
Pull up in the dungeon, little gangsta.
Monster.
Yeah.
Nikki's verse from Monster. Yeah.
Icon. Me. I don't know if that was actually in 2015, but obviously they sing Hello in it, and that's why I thought of it. But
yeah, but that was like her return because she wasn't even in the media, I feel like.
It was, yeah, it says that she returned from a 4-year hiatus.
Right.
Because she obviously, this was her third, like the trilogy
third
album.
Yeah.
So it was, and obviously Adele has. I mean, Adele is Adele. She's amazing.
Yeah.
But this album, I love.
Oh, it's so good. Yeah.
Loved. So,
Adele's underrated.
She really. Like,
in my mind. Like, I feel like
too.
She's not.
Like,
but,
people.
Like, she has a fan base.
Yes. And everybody, like, if you say, bring up
Adele,
they're going to
be
like, yeah, she's super talented. But it's like, she should be, like, so more.
So much bigger.
Yeah, like, talked about more.
And,
like, in stadiums and, like.
Right.
Like,
well,
I don't know.
Yeah. She's.
It could be her decision, though, kind of, too, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I feel like she just likes to be a little more.
She's a little more low-key, but still, like, huge.
Yeah.
And I don't know. She's an enigma to me.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure this year is probably when I actually. I don't know if maybe it was this year, but it had to be close to this one is when I saw Adele in concert.
Oh, yeah.
Which was one of the best concerts I've ever been to.
I bet.
And I was like going into it, I was kind of like, I wonder what it's going to be like because most of her songs are slow. Like,
yeah.
I was like, I wonder what the vibe's going to be. She is just hilarious. Yeah. One, like her stage presence and just the way she would talk, like, was so casual. I've never, I think, been to a concert ever like that where like it felt like she was talking directly to me and I was just like with a friend.
That's so fun.
Like, cause she would just be like, oh, I messed that song up. Let me restart.
That's so cool. I like, love just, that.
Like, so like casual. And I really, I don't know. I love her. So she was an icon for that year.
Also, I think this year is when she did the thing with Ellen where she like had an earpiece in or something and she was disguised at the Jamba Juice. And I used to think that shit was so funny.
God,
when she was like, I don't
even
know.
Ellen had some funny ass
segments.
Ellen
had some good bits.
She had some good bits. When she would like scare people all the time, like in their bathroom and stuff.
The Taylor Swift scare forever. So good.
So good. She really had some good bits. We know we love the Halloween ones.
We hate a prank culture, but we love it when it's happening to other people.
When it's on like a celebrity.
They deserve it.
They deserve it.
Yeah.
But not to me.
God's been too good to you. You need a little bit of humbling. Like you need a little.
Exactly.
We need to balance this out.
Prank.
Yeah. The next one, Justin Bieber's music. Okay. This is when Sorry, What Do You Mean?
Where are you now that I need you?
What are the other ones that he came out with? I feel like he had more. What Do You Mean?
It was just like his year of like, I feel like this is kind of like the current Justin.
God, this playlist is kind of
the 2015 hits.
I'm looking at the 2015 hits and I'm just like,
I'm excited to get there.
No, like my heart like flipped.
Yeah.
Like I don't know how to explain it. Like this is triggering something in me.
We have to, let's get through this list and then just get in there because there's a lot to talk about.
But Justin Bieber, I remember when that dropped.
Yeah.
I liked it.
Yeah. I think this is when I kind of started to be almost like kind of become a Justin Bieber fan. Cause again, I was never like a Belieber back in the day. Mm. I always like was okay with his music. Like I never like really disliked his music, but this, I started paying more attention to him, I think.
Yeah. And I feel like this is when he wanted to get famous again. Like he wanted to be in it, you know?
This was after him being like a rebellious teen, right? Like he was starting to level out. He was starting to be more normal.
After he was being a dick and got arrested and everything, I think.
I think it was after.
I think that was like 2013-ish.
Yeah, so I think this is, he's up on the up and up again.
Netflix and chill. Buzzword.
More
and
buzzwords.
Still relevant in culture.
People
think that's so funny.
I know, and I don't get it. Like, I will be on dating apps and still I will get messages that are like Netflix and chill ? And I'm like,
who do you think that is going to win over? Who do we think is going to be like, you know what?
Yeah.
He's right. I'm going to go over.
Like,
what?
Like, we are past the point. Like, if you want to have sex, just say you want to have sex.
Or have a little more creativity. Like, this was almost 10 years ago. Like, come on, we need a little facelift.
Yeah, we need a little something. Like,
that is crazy.
And also so millennial to still use that also.
Yeah.
Like, to
I'm
still
over
use
it.
That.
I'm over it.
It.
But in the moment, I was like.
How did it start? Like,
I don't know.
Yeah, it doesn't say. I don't. Well, one.
I think
good
it
for
was like a
Netflix.
Vine or like
probably.
A snap. You know, like it became famous on
like a video.
Social media, like a video. And then everyone caught wind and was like, oh, I'm team Netflix and chill.
I just don't get it.
I don't either. Even back then, I was like, this is stupid.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's,
People were wearing shirts.
Right,
that said
Netflix
like,
and chill in the Netflix font.
Or people are like would dress up for Halloween where one person was Netflix and someone was cold. I was like,
yeah.
we gotta do something about it.
Gotta move on.
I don't know about that.
But I will say Netflix was probably eating that up.
Oh yeah,
that probably has to.
That's
do with
the
like,
next thing on the list.
Oh, really?
Is streaming takes over.
Yeah,
and that is where I think that really came from.
Absolutely.
Is because that's when we started streaming like Orange Is the New Black.
So it's
shit,
the first
like, you
time
know,
people
like,
really were
Netflixing
Netflix
and chill because you could stream. So honestly, that kind of does make sense.
Yeah, it does. But still, why are we still?
I can't
talking about it.
I can't.
It
because but it really is when binge culture started for TV.
Netflix,
which is
Hulu, Amazon.
Yeah. Because they would just drop the seasons, and so you could just binge the whole thing.
Everything.
They wouldn't do episode by episode back then.
Which immediately changed everyone's lives.
Oh, yeah.
Like
I did was watch
most
TV.
People binge now.
Oh.
There's not as many people now that, like, just watch stuff as it comes on TV.
Right. And now they try and do it episode by episode, so they keep you
Yep, that's how. That's, but then that makes me mad.
I don't want to watch. I will stop watching if I have to wait.
They did that with The Summer I Turned Pretty, which I loved. But it is on Amazon.
Oh,
and
yeah.
They would do, like, the first, like, on the premiere day, they gave you two episodes. And then after that, it was just an episode a week. And I would, and same with Euphoria, they did the same thing.
Yeah.
I would watch. Like I would, because I was obsessed with those shows.
But also those shows are so talked about on social media that if you don't watch,
you're gonna
get spoiled.
Right. So that's really probably really the only reason I kept up. Cause it's like, if otherwise, I would have just like
found out about it.
Yeah. I'm never gonna start like the only, also Euphoria and The Summer I Turned Pretty, the only reason I was willing to watch them, like you said, because they were so popular on social media.
Right.
So it's like, you're never gonna get people to watch a new show that way that's not already viral, though.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
that doesn't have the platform.
It doesn't work. It has to already have the platform.
Or just decent marketing to where there's enough buzz about it that you're like,
okay,
everyone's like on board.
Right. Yeah. Right. So,
like, because I feel like Euphoria was like that when it first came out.
Right.
Like, everyone was like,
okay, yes.
Oh, shit, this cast.
Yeah. It has to have a really good
buzz. Like, this series
sounds
good. Everyone got behind it before they even watched it, and now it's like taken over.
But it makes their jobs harder. Like, just give us the whole season, and you could have a very popular show still.
Like, and you would still, everyone would still, I don't know. But I see both.
I see both because, then you get more weeks of it trending and stuff.
Yeah.
But
you get more content.
It just annoys me.
I know, you can drag it out. Kaylin, do you want me to say it?
No, I need to do it.
No,
because there's two parts. What, I literally already have tears in my eyes. This was a really horrible year for us. If you are, I bet some of you already
crying.
Know.
You're crying.
I have tears in my eyes.
I'm
first
sick.
Of all, in March of 2015.
The way you're saying it, like a death. Like literally in March of 2015.
It was.
Like,
we all got the Facebook post message that Zayn had left One Direction, claiming that he wanted to just be a regular 25-year-old. We all know how that turned out.
I, no words.
I remember where I was.
Oh, me too.
I literally remember I walked out to my lunch table and sat down with my friends and I was like, did you guys see? And they were like, what? And they had to like look, and we all sat there sobbing together.
Yeah.
I left school.
Yeah.
I came the next day with my One Direction shirt on. And it was the black Midnight Memories One Direction
shirt.
Yeah, I
had the exact same one.
And I was like, this is my funeral. Like, I literally have never wanted to die so much.
Crazy.
It was the worst day of my life.
I was taking a test in my English class. And
not
Olivia, and my phone, we had to put our phones in a bucket.
Right.
My phone was like, no, and it was shaking all the other phones. And my teacher was like, whoever's phone that is, just take it and step outside and go answer. Like, just stop. And so I was like, okay. I thought it was an emergency. It was Olivia calling me. She was in a classroom down the hall and she was like, like sobbing. And I was like, what happened? Like, I thought like my mom
died.
Like, I literally was like, oh my god, what the fuck happened?
Yeah.
She was like, Zayn left One Direction, like sobbing. And then we went home. She was crying.
She's
all
so
of lunch. Like, she was down.
Was devastated.
And then we went, when we went home, our grandparents were staying with us. And my grandpa was like, saw that Olivia was so upset. And he was like, what is going on?
Right, of course.
Like,
it literally
what
is like something
happened?
Bad happened.
And so he took her to Trader Joe's and bought her an apple pie. And she ate the whole thing and stayed in her room alone all night. Like, literally just like sitting, crying, listening to music, eating apple pie.
That is...
And my grandpa was like, she needed that.
That is...
I was like, thank you, Papa.
That is so real. I literally went home and sat in my bedroom and listened to One Direction and sobbed for weeks.
That's all she did. Yeah. She would just go home and just be like, what am I supposed to do?
I remember, like, my friends and, like, the teachers even at my school would be like, Kaylin, like, are you okay? And I'm like, no.
Mm-mm.
That was like, I've never been
you
through
don't
a
get it.
I've never been through a breakup, but that was my
that
first
was
breakup.
A breakup.
And then just to make the year worse, One
Hiatus.
Direction in December. I believe the last performance was, let's see. Oh yeah, December 13th.
That was a year later though, right? Because they put out they put out an album, just the four of them.
AM.
Yeah.
In 2015, album came
out. Yeah, but it was like end of the year.
Yeah. Or
right?
I think it was, hold on.
Because it says, it was in November, so like towards the end of the year.
Yeah, and then I think December is when they had their final performance. It was really quick after.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought, I don't know why I thought they
it
did
says,
like.
Here, I'll double check.
And then 2016, they ended. Because they had some more tour dates where without Zayn.
I was at,
right.
By the way, this was before he officially announced, but I was at like the first performance that they did without him, and it was 1D Orlando.
Oh my God. Yeah.
And I was like, so I was like one of the first people to see them as four, but it wasn't announced. They were like, oh, Zayn's sick.
I forgot about that.
Wait, hold on. Let me look up when this X Factor, because their last performance was on X Factor, the finale. So let me just look up when that was.
God, it really is so crazy to think about them as a group and where they are now. Mm-hmm. Like, how, like, none of them are relevant except for Harry and Niall.
T.
You know what I mean? No, like, yeah. Oh, it is, I know, 2015. Louis. Oh, it was.
Yeah, it was December 14th.
Wow. They really shut that down. I know they did not want to put out Made in the AM.
They probably did. But it's, thank God they did.
I loved that album. Yeah. I remember, okay, then it was announced that he had gotten someone pregnant. Yeah. And I remember calling Olivia and she was just sobbing.
Yeah. Again. Olivia.
Yeah, she was fucking, she had a rough year.
Yeah. Any All Directioners had a, 2015 was
that on top of moving bad. Though, that woman was literally like, what do I do?
Literally. So yeah.
That was crazy though.
Wonder, like that last performance, I will never forget watching that X Factor. It was on the X Factor finale, by the way, which is just a whole other thing. They performed Infinity, Perfect, and
okay,
they, or no, Infinity and maybe History. I don't know, but I know that
them performing History though, that music video will still make me cry. And I feel like I was a Directioner, but I wasn't like obviously as big as you and Olivia, yeah. But I was still a big fan.
Of course.
But History, when I watch that still, I'll cry.
Yeah. Them giving us that, knowing that they were like doing what they were doing. I still call it a hiatus. I do not say they broke up, by the way.
I don't think they'll just ever, I genuinely don't think they're ever going to reunite.
I think I still hold out hope that they would, but not for like years, dude. Like they're going to be older.
No, it's going to be like, they're going to be in a Trolls movie like NSYNC is right now.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah. But I will drop as much money as I need to whenever that does happen.
Oh, and we would expect nothing less, so.
But yeah, it was a tough time for me, but.
That was rough.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God. Next, blue and black, white and gold dress. Blue and black.
Wait, it just changed for him. I'm not kidding. It just changed again. Like, I scrolled down, it was white and gold. No. And then, wait.
It is blue and black.
No, listen to me. I'm not kidding. Even earlier when I opened this, it was white and gold. And then for some reason, when I looked on your computer, I saw blue and black. And then I looked back and it's blue and black. I swear
That's
to
crazy.
God, I saw white and gold. I thought it, like, because I, and this was what it was like for me too when I first saw it. I saw white and gold first and then I saw blue and black. But now I can't see white and gold again. Like, now it just looks blue and black, even if I look away.
Yeah. No, that was fucking crazy.
I swear to God, I did. So you never saw white and gold?
No. Actually, I think I might have once, but I always see blue and black.
That was a moment.
That took over everyone's life. Everyone was talking about it. My teachers were talking about
it. Oh, yeah, it was everything.
It was
everywhere.
And
then
it
happened,
everywhere.
I know this wasn't the same year, but it happened again, like, not too long ago with Laurel and, remember, you know,
Yanni?
That? Yeah, it was,
Yanni?
Like, the audio one.
Yeah.
That was weird.
That was weird. Okay, I needed to touch on this because if you watch Real Housewives, this is such a fucking crazy thing. You're also going to eat this up.
Uh-huh. I'm ready.
Okay, so Real Housewives of Orange County had been on, I want to say 6 seasons or something. It was one of the first franchises ever.
Long running.
Huge. There were 3 main stars on the show. There was Vicky, Tamra, and Shannon. Those, they call themselves the Tres Amigas, best friends. Like, they were the stars of the show, ran the shit. This season, in 2015, Vicky starts dating this man named Brooks. Southern gentleman. She's been looking for a guy. She's divorced. Like, she's been dating. Yeah. She falls head over heels. But everyone's a little, like,
questionable of him?
About him.
Okay.
He's a little off. Like, he's a little too into her, a little too into everyone. Like, everyone's questioning it. He announces to everyone he has stage 4 pancreatic cancer or something like that.
Oh, my
like,
God.
Bad. So everyone's like, holy fuck, like, what can we do? Like, how can we help you? All of this stuff. And he's like, no, I'm fine. I just need to take, like, I'm seeing an oncologist, but I'm just, like, eating really healthy, and I think it's going to cure it. So everyone's that's a treatment? Like, when do you start chemo? And, like, because stage 4.
Yeah, that's very serious.
That is serious. Pancreatic cancer. You don't come back from that.
No.
Like, that is dangerous.
Yeah.
So everyone's like, huh. But Vicky, blind supporting.
Right.
She's so in deep. She's like, no, like, we're going to fight this. I'm there for you. We're going to get through it. Other women are starting to get a little suspicious.
Of course.
Because one of the cast members named Megan, her husband's ex-wife was dying of cancer at the time on the show. And she had, like, an 18-year-old daughter, and she was, like...
And she, of course, is really understanding
what it's like. She's close with the ex-wife, so she was going to the appointments. She was being there. She was, like, helping her shake her head. Like, you know, like, being there for those moments. And so she's like talking to Brooks and she's like, if you want me to get you an appointment with this oncologist, like,
right,
I can get you in. I can get you to these treatments and stuff, like whatever you need. And he's like, no, I have my regimen. I know what I'm doing. So everyone's like, weird, because if you can get in with one of the best doctors, like, why wouldn't you take the help? So they all are putting two and two together.
Mm-hmm.
They're figuring it out. Megan then goes to his doctor, the doctor that he claimed he was seeing for his cancer.
Oh my God.
And requests the medical records.
How is that legal? Like, how does that happen?
No, it's not legal. But she has a friend who works there who somehow
she's able to
got the records. Mm-hmm. And I don't even know if it was like specifically his treatment.
And we're back.
And we're back. So they find out that, okay, so she gets the records, but it's not like his treatment, his whatever. Mm-hmm. It's like, I think more about the hospital or like the doctor in the clinic that he was going to, like
it's
the practice,
like what they're allowed to give,
what they were doing. Yeah. They did not treat cancer. They were like a nutrition, some type of doctor that did not, it was not an oncologist.
Yeah.
It was no one that treated or fought cancer. There was no chemo, no radiation, nothing like that.
Oh my God.
He is faking cancer.
Yeah, like he's lying.
Like he is lying. He is fully lying. And he's dating Vicky to get her money.
Because I'm sure she was giving him money for treatment.
He was living with her. And she was like, she's like a millionaire living in this fucking giant mansion, taking care of this man, paying for all of his shit, taking him to like.
Men suck.
And so they all confront Vicky. They're like, he is lying to you.
Yeah.
Like
you're
is
being
faking
lied to.
Cancer.
That'd be crazy to see this
And she
happen.
Was like, oh, my, she was like, no, he's not.
Oh.
She was like, he wouldn't do that. That's insane. You guys are crazy. And how dare you go and try and find this out about him, like, and say that he's lying. So she was blind faith behind him entire time. And even up until like the end, and her daughter, who she was super close with, was like, mom, like
she also didn't
trust like him because he would make really creepy comments to her and stuff. And she was like, we don't like this guy. Like, do you see what he's doing? And she's like, I don't care. I love him. It was fucking
insane.
Did they
ever break, like, what happened?
They break up. They eventually broke
up.
But
does she figure it out? Or like,
yeah, she figures out that he was faking. But she, the rest of the time, she was just trying to like prove that she wasn't involved. Because they were all like, he can't fake a cancer scheme by himself. Like, she might have had a piece of it to get everyone to like him because they didn't really like him, you know?
Wow.
It was fucking, like,
it's crazy
if
they were, like, if they were in tandem.
Or
maybe she found out and
she
then.
She swears up and down she wasn't involved or anything.
Right.
Like, she was only doing what she was told from him.
Yeah.
Like, which, I mean, if someone is a fucking pathological liar and, like, lying about cancer.
You can easily
like,
get probably persuaded.
Yeah, and if you're in love with them. But anyways, I just had to talk on that because
that
rocked my world in that.
Yeah.
Like, when I was that age watching that.
That's crazy. I also thought I just saw a ghost. I, like, just,
you might.
I just glanced.
This has been here for so long.
I, like, glanced over there and I could have, it was actually scary. I could have sworn that, like, somebody's head was popping out from behind the curtain.
I've seen, like, I've been sitting here, like, by myself sometimes and I'll just see, like, it feels like something's moving or like someone walked in front of me.
Oh, that was really scary. I didn't like the face. I
think it's because we're talking about Brooks and cancer. Anyway, so we're moving on from that.
Next
I just had to talk about
Left Shark.
First off, Katy Perry halftime show. So
iconic.
Good.
2015. Yeah, Left Shark.
Her and
iconic.
Beyonce were
so
like
good.
My favorites.
Mm-hmm. So good. That obviously just, and then like.
And that's still relevant.
I know. And the fact that like, I wonder how the dancer that was Left Shark feels, by the way. Because wasn't the joke kind of that they were just, like, not very, like, they were kind of just, like, a little bit slow to the dance.
They couldn't move or something.
Right.
Right.
It was just a little, and maybe that's not their fault. Maybe that's the costume's fault. But it was just, like, so funny. And the fact that I think it also, like, it kind of, like, took over. Like, it became, like, a children's, like,
thing.
It, like, really was a moment.
It was a moment.
Yeah.
Yeah. Crazy. It was one of those, like, pop culture moments where it was relevant for everyone.
Right. Absolutely. Next is Ariana Grande's Donut Gate.
Ariana Grande in this era, too, is the My Everything era.
It is, like, her look.
That
is
like, quintessential her. Mm-hmm. That album, Fox.
Yeah. Oh,
I love
so
that album.
It's so fucking good. Ariana Grande is it's
Donut
is
Gate was crazy, though.
I still just don't.
I don't understand
like she
what happened.
Just picked up a donut, licked it, and put it
she
back.
She must have been high or something.
Like,
or
something.
Drunk. Like, there was something going on.
I think it was like.
Or she's just weird. Like, I don't know.
Oh, right. And I forgot. I'm just reading it. And she also said that she hates America.
Yes. Which, yeah, yeah, yeah.
That, I was oh my God. Okay.
I remember my grandparents being like, if you listen to Ariana Grande, you're going to hell.
Yeah. Literally. Because she said she hates America. I'm like, yes. Bitch. Like, that I part, like, I was like, so true, queen. I was like,
girl,
queen.
We all do.
Literally. Like,
also, this is when the campaign was going on for Trump and Hillary.
Yeah,
for the 2016 election.
Yep.
And so I was like, maybe I do hate America.
Yeah, I know. You honestly, know? I was like yeah. Oof. Well, yeah, I wasn't going to talk about this, but yeah. And he, Trump, like, hosted SNL.
Oh my God, that was crazy.
Which, why did they let him do that?
But why did they give him the platform?
Taylor and Calvin Harris era.
That needs to be discussed because
people don't talk about it enough.
Well, people don't talk about it enough, but also the haler of it, him,
I don't
he wrote Woman about
Calvin and Taylor. Woman, la 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 la. That song, by the way, one of his best.
Sexy.
One of his best. It is so, but I don't, they kind of do look like a good couple. Like, looking at this picture of them, I'm
kind of
like.
But he was kind of an asshole. And then he bashed her on Twitter after they broke up.
Are there any songs about him?
I don't know. I don't think he's relevant
enough. He probably didn't deserve a song.
Getaway Car. Because she leaves him for Tom Hiddleston. And that was like what she wrote about. But,
which by the way, thank you for that song.
Yeah. There's a song she wrote though about her perspective of seeing Harry in the crowd while she was with Calvin Harris and him being like upset. But I can't remember what the song is right now. But it'll come to me.
Okay. Just let me know when it comes to
you. Yeah, but that was a moment.
That is big. Next, for me personally, Jurassic World comes
I can't.
Out.
That's you can take that one.
I just love that fucking movie so much. And also my favorite part of the movie is the Jimmy Buffett, RIP, may he rest in power. cameo. There's a part where there's like the all like the main strip of Jurassic World getting attacked.
Yeah.
And he like grabs, he's at Margaritaville and he grabs his margaritas and runs. And I'm like, you're so true, King.
Yeah,
like,
literally.
Love. And then next is, this was the end of an era in a big way. The end of Glee and The Hunger Games.
The Hunger Games. Confession, never saw the final movie of The Hunger Games. I still haven't seen it ever.
Mockingjay part 1 and 2 or just part 2? You haven't seen?
Both. I don't think. I just read the books.
Which,
but I've seen the first two movies, but I didn't
see
the last
two. I will
say
the Mockingjay movies are the worst ones. Like, I still like them, but
that was the worst book, too.
Well, yeah, it's just so sad because, like, the whole PETA thing happens where he, like, gets captured and then he's, like, he doesn't, like, remember her and he's, like,
yeah,
crazy.
Yeah, and also her ending up as, like, a married housewife.
Yeah.
Everyone was like...
Yeah, it's like...
She should be running that
By the way, Hunger Games is not, like, it is... Especially the first book, people don't respect it enough. It could become, like, a book that you have to read in class. The way it... The whole thing is, like, an analogy of the American, like...
System, all of it. There's so much to it. Yeah.
Yeah. And even apparently in the new one, that they make a note or like they say in the book, specifying that the reaping happens on July 4th. Please. Come on.
Come on.
But yeah. So, anyways, but yeah. Also, obviously, Glee ending. I know that.
Crazy.
I was watching Glee at this point, but
I wasn't
up to date.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't. So, like, it ending had no effect on my life.
No, I wasn't watching it.
But I know that if I was.
That would have fucked me up.
It would have been devastating.
Yeah, that would have fucked me up.
Next, Big Dance Craze, Whip and Nae Nae. Obviously,
Whip and Nae Nae.
Don't have much to say about it, but had to mention.
Also, the one where it's, like, clean pair of sneaks and a designer
belt. Please watch.
Or was that later? That might have been later.
But that one's iconic.
That one also, moment in culture.
Dad bods are coming into the play with Leonardo DiCaprio's body.
That was crazy.
Crazy. Kanye was also
running for president.
And then lastly, before we go into music, a little segue. Would you like to
Hotline
talk about
Bling? The grip that had on culture. Also, this era of Drake was his peak.
This is the only era of Drake that I really care
about.
Right.
This is when he took over and he became like a mainstream A-lister person who was relevant.
Absolutely.
But Hotline Bling, the memes, the culture, the fact that that was like everywhere. You couldn't
do anything
without that being a part of the conversation.
Yeah, I do feel like it was one of the first songs, again, like, because I guess it's in this era of the internet, one of the first, like, songs to go viral.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it,
trending.
In a way.
Yeah.
And not even, I mean, kind of, I know, like, his little dance
thing. Like, Hello, too.
Yeah, Hello, too. I know his little, like, dance thing kind of went viral, but it wasn't like people were, like, it wasn't going viral because of the dance. It was more so, like, for some people, like, just
the
song.
Behind it.
Yeah. So good. But going off of that, we are going to now just go through really quick. Our last thing is just this top hits of 2015 Spotify playlist. We're not going to talk about every song, but just some that stick out to us.
Yeah.
The first one on the list is Uptown Funk, which...
Grip on culture.
Uptown Funk you up. Uptown Funk you up. Like, why is it good? Like, if that comes on, I'm dancing.
Yeah, no. Dance. Jump on it.
If you're sexy, then flaunt it. Like, come on.
I'm terrified of Bruno Mars, but if I wasn't, I would... tell you I love that song. I don't know why him as a 5'3 man is horrifying to me. Or shorter.
He's scary. He does scare
I don't
me.
Like that. Like, so, yeah. I don't know, something about him.
We've
like,
been doing
seems
a
little
lot of short man like jokes.
We love a short king, but like something about them like scares me a little. No, yeah. Not in a bad way.
It's the chihuahua thing.
Thinking out loud. Multiply by Ed Sheeran, ripped
I
culture.
Love
what's
him.
That is still like everyone's wedding
thinking
song.
Thinking out loud.
That kind of was like better than him.
Don't say that.
In a way, because that song, I can't.
I'm looking up the album really quick because that like song.
The song. I see fire.
No,
the silence after I just sang that. Thanks, Kaylin.
Sorry, I forget sometimes that like this is a podcast because I pointed at you and I was like, yes.
No, we need to talk about Don't.
Can we? Are you kidding me?
Like, that song doesn't get enough. It did get enough hype.
No,
but
knowing
like,
the lore.
Yeah. It keeps you going in
Ellie
a way.
Ellie Goulding and, like, it being Ellie
and
Goulding
again,
and
Again, year of the It Girl, she had an It Girl moment.
She did have an It Girl moment.
I think this is the year I went to Lollapalooza, and she was one of the headliners.
Stop.
And I was in... I'm trying to think. I think it was, yeah. Or it was that summer. So yeah. It was summer 2016. But yeah.
I'm still so jealous when
she was
I
it
went
girl.
Coachella this year. I went weekend two, but weekend one, Calvin Harris brought out Ellie Goulding.
Yes. Oh, my God.
I would have died to be there. But yeah, that song being about Niall and Ellie is crazy. And he lined it up. He really said, it's not like we were both on tour. We were staying on the same fucking hotel floor. If you say anything about Ed Sheeran, you cannot say that he can't write a song because
he wrote that song.
By the way, he wrote a song for Jungkook on his new album, and it's really good.
I believe that.
It's really good.
I believe that.
Yeah.
Okay, I need to run through a couple of these because there's so many. Earned It from 50 Shades of Grey.
Fifty Shades of Grey.
We're not talking about that. We've talked about it too much.
But The Weeknd had his year.
Right.
Yeah.
Love Me Like You Do, Ellie Goulding, also from 50 Shades of Grey, but that was a moment.
That song ripped.
Love
Me Like You Do.
Style. Hands to Myself.
Can't keep my hands to myself.
I mean, I could, but why would I want to?
Troye Sivan, Blue
Youth.
Neighborhood.
Cool for the Summer.
Oh my God. Why is 2015 so music 2015?
No, it really played an impact.
Good.
It really set a precedent for pop music, I feel like. Bitch Better Have My Money.
Obvi.
Talking Body. Now if we're talking body.
That was a big culture moment.
That was my special guest at 1989.
Oh yeah.
And she brought her out and they sang.
I saw her at iHeartRadio like Fest or something like that.
Right.
Black Magic, Little Mix.
Oh. One Last Time, Ariana Grande.
Oh,
7-Eleven, Beyonce. This really was an era of music. If you weren't listening to pop music this year, you're crazy.
Daddy Issues by The Neighborhood.
Go ahead and cry, little girl. Like, ew, but yeah.
Perfect.
Love Myself, Hailee Steinfeld.
So,
gotta love myself and I don't need anybody else. Hey!
I didn't realize.
We should have just done music because Confident,
so
Demi
much.
Lovato. What's wrong with being?
Water Under the Bridge, Adele was one of my favorites.
If you're gonna let me down gently.
The Hard Ones
really
When
like,
It Wants.
This is also when Emotion, Carly Rae Jepsen came out.
Oh, big.
Huge. Monumental. One of the best pop albums ever.
Oh, I don't know how to say her name.
Alicia Cara.
Yeah, she was having a moment.
Of me with her.
She was having a moment. She was having a moment.
Okay, what else?
Why is this
X's thing? And O's.
My
X's. That.
This song.
Wait,
High by the Beach by Lana did not come out in 2015.
No.
Why is that on this list?
I don't know.
That definitely didn't come out. Dear Future Husband.
Drag Me Down.
Harry in the Astronaut
costume, though, too.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Like, are you kidding? That part. Like,
so good.
And, like, oh my God, I remember seeing that live, like, just holding my breath for that note.
Oh, yeah.
Like, oh,
never
my.
Saw it live, but needed.
No, I needed. That album, I feel like people, like, don't talk about it enough. It's really good.
Yeah. Also, some of the slower songs on that, so good.
I, like, Change Your Ticket.
Infinity, though.
Oh, I know. I knew that about you, but I like it. Infinity.
Lips Are Moving.
Your lips are moving. No, why are there so many?
Sorry,
really
Justin
good
Bieber.
Ones?
We kind of touched on that though.
Yeah, Selena Gomez was really having a moment, and I love that for Take Me to Church.
Stitches.
I'll be needed.
This was
stitches.
His. This was his era. This was this when he when was the it boy.
This is when he was starting real like music from Vine. I saw him, I think, in concert this year.
I think I did too. He was at my 1989 tour or something.
I saw him. It was like just like his show, and it was at like a theater. But it was probably the worst concert I've ever been
like,
to.
No, like, I believe
not
that.
Even because of him, though, but it was...
He was just starting.
It was 30 minutes long, Emily. I've never been so shocked in my life. Like, he was on for, I think, maybe 45 minutes. Because I remember I was like, there's no way it's actually over. Like, it's literally only... Like, it was...
What did he sing? The ABCs? My God.
Like, literally, like, I don't know. And, like, yeah, he didn't have a lot of songs out at the time, but it's like...
Cover.
Yeah.
Do a cover.
It's... Like, I remember that so vividly, but... Yeah, I don't know.
6-7-9.
Yeah, I love that song. That's the one that's like, what is? Tell me what you see.
Is it money or is me? Also, do you remember the song? I wanna rock with somebody.
Oh, of course.
Olivia and I were obsessed with that because at the beginning she goes Natalie LaRose.
This song by Oh Wonder, I was obsessed with. It's just like a slow song.
You're so scary.
Do
for
you not know
this
one?
Yeah, I do.
I was like obsessed.
Worth It, Fifth Harmony, duh.
Duh. Like, we don't
give it to me. I'm
worth it. Like, we already know.
Yeah.
This
Trap
year,
Queen.
Marvin Gaye and Get It On.
Usher. I don't mind. Shawty, I don't. This, my family says that that's our family song. Because we all love that song so much. My mom fucking loves
that
Usher. So we're like, every
song.
Time it comes on, we're like, aw. And it's like,
Shawty,
if you want to strip, I'll tip. Like, and then we're like, oh, that's our family song. Like, I don't know.
That is so funny. There's so many.
Pitch Perfect 2 came out this year.
Oh, that's big.
Yeah.
That's really big. You got a fast car.
I gotta dig into
Stress Out, 21 Pilots. This was probably my 21 Pilots era.
No, I don't want to think about that. I don't want to think about 21 Pilots if I don't have to. No. Literally turn it off.
That was Stressed Out. I used to know every single word to every single 21 Pilots song ever.
I believe that.
Oh, I made a music video to this song, Stole the Show.
I remember that so well for your film class. I've watched it so many times.
It was for a film camp that I went to.
We used to have it all.
Yeah, and it was like,
no, oh, I remember. Riptide.
Oh, baby.
Ukulele chord. This was the ukulele chord.
So that's what that Oh Wonder song gives kind of too.
Yeah.
There's a lot of 1989 songs on here, but I feel like maybe that came out in 2014, but then like they were on the charts in 2015.
This was also New Americana, Halsey, right?
Was it?
It's on this playlist. Yeah, 2015, Badlands came out.
Oh.
Okay, I will say Colors by Halsey.
So good. This was like my peak Halsey era, by the way. Because
I was,
this right before this album came out is when I saw her open up for, or maybe it was when this was out, but I saw her open up for Imagine Dragons and I met her and like she played some of the album for us. And then I met her, like, and then I went to her show at like House of Blues, tiny theater.
Yeah.
Not even a theater, just venue. And I was like, me and Laura, I remember when, like, waited and we were like front row and it was the best night of my life.
That's so fun.
I like was upset. Like, this was my Halsey like era.
This is when you were down bad.
That album and Blue Neighborhood together was like everything to me.
Yeah. Yeah. This was a big, big year for music. I ain't got no type.
Oh my God.
Nah.
Bad bitches is the only thing that I like.
Throw some mo. Ass fat.
Yeah, no.
Like, okay, exactly.
Oh, my top songs. Oh, it's 2016. Damn.
I know. I saw that too. I was like, fuck, that would be so good to go through.
But we'll do that next.
Yeah,
we gotta. Because that would be my first one is I Hate You, I Love You, I Love You.
Who's that? Oh, my God, Kaylin.
That'd be number one.
Wait, I kind of want to see what mine was.
Yeah, this is a little teaser for the next year in review.
Yeah, we don't know when we'll get to it. Yeah. But... Okay, let me see. Mine was Come On by Kesha, period.
So come on.
Period. Us.
I we fucking were love that really song. We're in different places. I think that was me trying to feel something.
My next one. Okay, no. We'll talk about it. I'll tell you after. But for the episode, y'all are going to have to wait.
Y'all
for
better
the
20s. Buckle the fuck. I'm going to listen to this playlist.
Me too. Us going through our top songs of 2016 is going to be crazy.
No, that's going to be good.
Because I love seeing the differences, which... But like, oh my god, I can't.
Oh my god, it's so different. Jordan Belfort.
Okay. Well, we talked about a lot today and I had a lot of fun. I love these year. I think these are some of my favorite ones we do.
Me too. It gives me a lot of nostalgia, but also it's fun to go back to that.
It is. And let us know if we didn't mention something that like stuck with you in 2015.
Yeah, something relevant that we missed.
And let us know if you were on the same wavelength. Was 2015 a good year, a bad year? In general, it probably wasn't the best for us mental health wise. So let us know for you. But yeah, this was
But we all
super
have those,
fun.
Those bumps in the road.
Yeah. It happens. All right, and no pop culture roundup because this was a long one, and there's just nothing else to say really going on right now. At least at time of recording. So,
yeah.
All right.
Well, don't forget to like, comment, subscribe,
follow the socials,
follow,
rate us on Spotify and Apple Podcasts,
give it
a review.
Let us know, talk to us, let us know what you want to see, what you like, what you didn't.
Yeah,
and buy the merch.
Buy the merch. Still working on that Spotify.
We really forget about it until we record these episodes.
And then the minute we walk
And then
outside.
We were like, we need to do it. And then the second we leave, we forget. So
so keep bullying us.
We're going to keep you guys on your toes.
Yeah.
If there's one thing about us, it's what we're going to do.
Exactly. So. All right. Well,
TGYL XOX.
The ding happening from my phone.
Oh, I was like, what was that? I thought that was like our mics got... Who blowing up your phone? Mute.
I mean...